From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council, July 20th, unanimously approved a local law to create a Department of Senior Services. Mayor Kamal Johnson will hold a public hearing on the measure at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, August 3rd. Commissioner of Aging Robin Walters said this week the council also approved an $8,000 transfer to pay for a part-time cleaning service at the senior center. And I quote, "Historically, the senior center has been part of the youth department in terms of how our invoices are entered, how people are paid, and all of the procedural matters are directed through the youth department," end quote. The new law would amend the city charter to establish an independent senior department, thereby allowing the hiring of staff and maintaining operations, Walters said. According to the resolution approved by the council, creating a Department for Senior Services in the city charter will embody the council's belief that senior services should be a priority of city government. Walter said the goal of becoming a department is to fulfill the senior center's mission and also to expand programming. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXC on-air volunteer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting the Greene County Legislature, July 21st, voted unanimously to establish a countywide animal abuse registry. Local law number 2 of 2021 restricts anyone convicted of committing serious animal welfare crimes from owning or living with an animal for a period of 15 years and requires that they be listed on the county sheriff's website in order to hinder their ability to obtain an animal. Greene County residents convicted of an animal abuse crime after July 21st must register with the Greene County Sheriff's Office, and their names will appear on the registry. Anyone transferring ownership of an animal is required to review the registry to see if the person obtaining ownership is listed. Patrick S. Linger, chairman of the Greene County Legislature, said, and I quote, "Our ultimate goal is to have New York State recognize the importance of this registry and pass legislation to create a statewide registry," end quote. The registry was spearheaded by county resident Jamie Heyer Mitchell and Higher Ground Rescue. It falls under the jurisdiction of the Greene County Sheriff's Office and is available online at greengovernment.com. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Seamus Lyman is reporting for State of Politics. The State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance has announced it is starting to make payments to applicants in the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. The state began accepting applications on June 1st for the $2.7 billion that is available. OTDA began processing test payments this week. Roughly $117,000 has been paid out, and additional payments will go out on July 23rd. Democratic Assemblymember Jeffrey Dinowitz issued a statement July 22nd criticizing the delay in payments. Dinowitz said, and I quote, "New Yorkers may soon be faced with an avalanche of eviction filings such as we have never seen before. OTDA needs to get their contractors together and figure out how to fix this huge mess before people start needlessly losing their homes," end quote. Dinowitz was behind the bill extending the eviction moratorium through August 31st. OTDA said roughly 160,000 applications have been submitted for the program as of July 16th, and more than 100,000 were submitted during the priority period. The office adds that processing times vary based on how complete the applications are and if the correct documents are submitted. State Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie has scheduled a hearing to examine the rental assistance program. The August 10th hearing will look at the application process, program implementation, and how quickly assistance is being distributed. Landlords statewide have complained about delays in payments. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Columbia Green Community College has created a game of chance to lure students to get COVID-19 vaccines. An August 4th vaccine clinic at the college will offer a $10 gift card to Stewart's Shops and a chance to win free tuition to all students who get a dose. One student will win free tuition for 12 credits for full-time students and 9 credits for part-time students. The COVID-19 vaccine doses will be given out from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 4th in the Professional Academic Center on the college's Greenport campus. Any student already vaccinated is also eligible to win by showing proof to the college's Director of Health Services. CGCC President Carly R. Drummer said, and I quote, "The college is proud to partner with Columbia and Greene counties by offering the COVID-19 vaccine to any registered student who seeks one and looks forward to reopening its doors to students and the community at large in the fall. All State University of New York schools, including community colleges, require all in-person students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus this fall." And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.